Bond, listen to this.
I'm listening, Daddy.
I've got an appointment with a government official tonight to show him my new invention.
Your new invention? What have you invented now?
Sugar.
Sugar? Well, it seems to me I've heard of this stuff before.
Don't be facetious, John. This is vitally important to the whole nation. I found a new way of getting sugar. From lemons.
Lemons? Are you sure you can do it, Daddy?
Positive. Yesterday, I actually made a whole teaspoonful of sugar. And I only use 4 crates of lemons. But you can see it's practical.
No, how can it miss? Daddy, don't you think you'd better try it once more before you meet this government man?
That's exactly what I'm doing now.
Good.
I'm going over the experiment in my lab. I still have half an hour. So long, John.
Goodbye, Daddy. Sugar from lemon. I think there's one ingredient he's overlooking. Snooks.
Yes, sir. The name of Lancelot B. Higgins will go down in history. The man who made sugar from lemons. Now, let's try it once more. Test you.
Oh, Daddy.
Why, Snooks. Why aren't you sleeping?
I got a funny feeling in my tummy.
Funny feeling?
Yeah.
What time did you have supper?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you didn't get enough to eat?
No. I feel like I don't want all I got.
Well, you shouldn't stuff yourself. Drink some water and go to sleep.
I can't sleep.
Well, why not?
I'm hungry.
You just said you had too much to eat. Now you're hungry.
I'm sleepy, too.
Well, go to sleep.
Why?
Now, look here, Snooks. You can't stay in here another second.
What are you doing, Daddy?
If I tell you, will you go right to bed?
Uh-huh.
All right. I suppose you've noticed the sugar bowl has been missing from the table for the last week or so?
Yeah.
And you know why the sugar bowl isn't there, of course.
Mm-hmm. Mommy busted it when she threw it at you last.
That's not the reason at all. There's a shortage of sugar. This is wartime, and cargo vessels can't bring as much sugar to America because it's too hazardous.
What's that?
Hazardous means full of hazard, danger. The suffix us means full of.
You said Uncle Louie was pious.
What about it?
Does that mean he's full of pie?
No, it means religious. But that's beside the point. Let's get back to the sugar.
I thought we ain't got none.
Ah, but we will have.
Ah, who said so?
Snooks, you've seen me work in my lab many times. It's true I've failed in some of my ideas, but I never give up. Chemistry has always interested me. I love to tinker.
I love Robespierre too, Daddy.
Robespierre? I said tinker.
Oh, I thought you said...
Never mind! Don't you want to hear what I'm doing?
Yes, Daddy.
Very well. Snooks, I'm making sugar.
Huh?
I'm making sugar. And what do you suppose I'm making it from?
Rubber?
No. Rubber's even harder to get than sugar.
Then why don't you try to make rubber?
Now, what good would it do to put 2 lumps of rubber in your coffee?
It's just as good as putting sugar tires on your car.
One has nothing to do with the other.
Why?
I'll invent rubber later. Right now, I'm inventing sugar. But the point is, what am I making it from?
Don't you know, Daddy?
Certainly I know. You'll never believe what I'm making sugar from.
Why?
Well, what's the sourest thing you can think of?
Mummy's puss?
Now, where did you pick up such a terrible thing?
You said it.
Well, what's the second sourest thing in the world?
A lemon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can make sugar out of lemons. You see, I've invented a process for segregating the colloidal non-sugars in citric acid by neutralizing the acidity through the inversion of sucrose, resulting in a mixture of glucose and fructose, as borne out by the very simple equation C12H22O11 plus H2O equals C6H12O6 plus C6H12O6.
Simple, ain't it?
For a chemist, it's nothing at all.
Where did you learn all that, Daddy?
I didn't get my degree for nothing, you know.
Oh, no?
No.
How much did you pay for it?
I earned it. I'm a B.S. You know what that stands for?
Big stiff.
Nothing of the kind. It's Bachelor of Science. And that's what I am. I'm a Bachelor of Science.
I thought you was married.
I am married.
Why?
There are some questions even science can't answer. Well, now that I've told you what I'm doing, you can go to bed.
I want to see you make the sugar.
Well, all right, but you mustn't disturb them.
I won't.
Stand away from my workbench while I light the Bunsen burner.
Mm, here's a match, Daddy.
Oh, thanks. Well, this match is no good.
Why?
It won't light.
Yes, it will, Daddy. I tried it before I came in here.
Well, it won't light twice, silly. Oh, here, I've got a match.
Well.
Now, watch what I do. I pour a quantity of this lemon juice into a beaker.
Mm-hmm.
Then I add 12 drops of CaH2O2. Mm-hmm. That's lime cream.
Is it like ice cream?
No. Mm-hmm. Now, hold your nose for a minute. I'm going to add some sulfur dioxide gas.
Have you got gas, Daddy?
Why, certainly.
Shall I bring you some bicarbonate?
It's not that kind of gas. Hold your nose while I release this gas.
What are you going to hold?
I've got to hold this beaker.
All right. I hold your beaker and you hold mine.
No, get away from here, gun. Snooks. This gas is dangerous. I'm going to insufflate the liquid. There.
What kind of sugar will it be?
Oh, it depends on how it crystallizes.
Oh, I see.
By certain chemicals and processing, I can make either lump sugar or granulated. Right now, I'll make you some granulated sugar.
Suppose I don't like it.
Then you can lump it. Hand me that blue bottle.
What's in it, Daddy?
Phosphoric acid.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. One drop does the trick. Careful. Ah. Now we're going to boil it over the Bunsen flame.
Why?
To distill off the non-sugars and leave the sucrose sediment. All liquids are made up of solids and gases. Take milk, for example. Milk is composed of 10% lactic acid, 30% protein, 20% butterfat, and 40% water.
Ain't there no milk in it at all?
Altogether it makes milk. That's the way it comes out of a test tube.
I thought it came out of a cow.
It does come out of a cow.
Why do cows have so many test tubes?
Cows don't have test tubes.
No?
No.
Then what are those things?
I'll explain cows some other time. This stuff is boiling. Now, see the steam going through the retort and condensing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that stuff at the bottom of the beaker is raw sugar. Here, I'll let you taste it.
Now. You taste it first.
Oh, what's the matter with you, Snooks? It won't hurt you? You think I want to poison you?
Uh-huh.
Nonsense. Now go on, taste it. Here.
All right.
Swallow it. How's that?
Uh-huh, no good. Tastes like lemon juice.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Let me see. Oh, it's a little sweet, isn't it?
No, it's sour.
I must have left something out. Where's my formula? Oh, what happened to my formula?
I didn't see it, Daddy.
Oh, my formula. Where is it? I've got to meet the government man with it. Help me look.
Oh, I'll cook some more lemons.
No, no. Look, go out and look in the back seat of my car. See if my briefcase is there. Hurry, the car's in the driveway.
Oh, I don't hurry, Daddy.
Oh, if that formula's lost, I'll kill myself. Must be in the car. Yes, I'm sure that's where I left it. Snooks! Snooks!
I'm coming, Daddy.
Did you find it?
No.
You mean the briefcase isn't there?
Neither is the car.
What? What are you saying?
I just seen a man jump in the car and drive it away.
No, no. Somebody stole my car.
Yes, Daddy.
Did you get a look at the thief?
No, but don't you have to worry, Daddy.
Why not?
Because I got his license number.
Oh, I'm a bum again.